Since the fall of the Taliban, Western governments and aid organizations have watched in horror as poppy production skyrocketed in Afghanistan. The Afghan heroin industry is by far the largest in the world. For the last several years, a group of Afghan and foreign business people have been trying to offer a solution of sorts, urging farmers to grow flowers for perfume instead of drugs. But as NPR's Ivan Watson reports, it's been a frustrating and costly project.
400 years ago, a Mughal emperor built Nimla Garden, a green oasis in the dry hills of eastern Afghanistan. Somehow, Nimla's towering pine trees and orchards survived the decades of conflict in Afghanistan. This is where a 23-year-old Afghan named Shafiq Azizi is hunting for fragrant flowers.
It's making beautiful smell.
He sniffs a blossom from a bitter orange tree.
And this has a very unique kind of smell that
exactly.
You could use in perfume.
In perfume. I mean, you can use it, you know, when you get stressed, you can use it a little bit here and breathe, and it's very good.
Shafiq is a perfume distiller. When he's not picking flowers, he works in a hot, dusty parking lot in the city of Jalalabad. Here he darts between a network of steel pipes and drums, dumping fragrant ingredients like cedarwood into a giant metal vat. By boiling the ingredients, Shafiq extracts valuable oils, which can be sold for thousands of dollars a gallon on the international market.
It's really very similar in a way to the production of heroin.
Barnett Rubin is an Afghanistan expert at New York University. He's also one of the founders of the company Gulistan, which employed Shafiq for the last 3 years.
What you do is you grow flowers, then you refine it using a relatively simple technology into something that has very high value per volume, and then export it to the world market, only it's completely legal.
Rubin says he and his partners hoped to offer Afghan farmers an alternative to growing poppies. Instead, they've encountered daunting obstacles.
Well, after my experience trying to start a legal tax-paying company in Afghanistan, I understand very well why people prefer to go into illegal businesses.
2 years ago, Shafiq, the distiller, used $29,000 in U.S. aid money to plant thousands of roses and build a perfume distilling machine for the villagers living near Nimla Garden. But when Shafiq visited last week, he found the distillery untouched and the rose patch abandoned.
Look. It's like, you know, forest. He made it like a jungle. Forest.
Shafiq confronted a local farmer named Nur Alam and asked him why the locals had left an entire harvest of rose flowers to wither and die.
He's telling me that it's not my fault. No one will say that it's my fault in this country. No one.
Many Afghan farmers are reluctant to switch to a new cash crop because they're accustomed to being paid up front to grow poppies for opium traders. Barnett Rubin says corrupt and inefficient Afghan government bureaucracy also made some big problems for Gulistan.
We owed a tax of just $400. We kept trying to pay this tax, but every time we did, the officials in the local Treasury Department would ask us for bribes.
The company faced a litany of other obstacles. At one point, government officials refused to allow Gulistan employees to operate their distillery for weeks, forcing them to miss a crucial flower harvest. Gulistan's owners now say they plan to liquidate the company, leaving the distiller, Shafiq, alone in his workroom with some of his more unusual olfactory experiments.
Whoa, what is that?
This is mango, leaf, and chili.
But there is still hope for Afghan perfume. A local entrepreneur named Abdullah Arsalah is determined to resurrect Gulistan as a new company that makes fragrances.
Of course, it's very easy to get into the drug business, but that will not get us anywhere. It's a cycle that one has to break.
Arsalah says he'll move Shafiq and his distillery to a nearby village, where this farmer named Haji Ibrahim says he's enthusiastic about growing flowers for perfume.
He says it's our hope that instead of supplying the world and people around here with poison that is poppy and other drugs, We would like to give them sweet fruits and vegetables and nice smells from here.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Jalalabad, Afghanistan.
At NPR.org, you can watch a video chronicling this attempt to transform Afghanistan's drug economy.